G&J Pepsi-Cola Bottlers proudly presents BBN Chalk Talk, a sports show with a distinct Kentucky flavor.
Welcome to BBN Chalk Talk, presented by G&J Pepsi-Cola Bottling. My name is Max Gubby. With me always is Matt Smith and Greg Lyle. It's again the whole thing of the national championship. We're about ready to watch it, but it's in the past, but we want to talk about it, but we really can't, and dang it, but we could talk about Chicago missing the field goal. We can talk about that. We're going to give you an update on the pizza poll. And yes, there still is a correct answer. It's no. Right, Matt? He says no as well. Men's basketball recap of Mississippi State and then a preview of the Tennessee game. Then I will insert Texas A&M here. We'll talk to Jim Green Invitational. Baseball and softball tickets are now on sale. And then even more of a preview of the Friday show. Hi, guys.
What's up?
What's up, man? Oh. Just never a dull moment with you, Max.
I know.
Yeah, I'm in a great mood today, though. How about them Eagles, baby?
You got lucky.
No, we blocked it. Didn't you see that? They changed it. They changed the official ruling from a miss to a block.
Yeah, it was changed to a block, wasn't it?
Yeah. Hester blocked it.
Do you think that takes any pressure off of the kicker?
No, because people are stupid.
Well, two things that Chicago needs to understand. One, Cody Parkey used to play for the Eagles, and there's a reason he's not playing for the Eagles anymore. The second thing is that in this game, Cody Parkey scored more points for the Bears than the Bears' offense did. So they should chill out and blame their offense for not winning that game, because that was on them and their defense for not stopping Philly.
I forgot who it was. Did you see the player that tweeted after the game, "Hey, Parkey, it's like you never left."
Wow.
That's awesome.
Wow.
I feel bad for the kid, but, man, tough way to go out. But I'm happy. But I'm happy, but I'm also not happy because now Eagles got to go play against Larry. And I avoided it last year because, you know, unfortunately, with that the play the Vikings had with Stephon Diggs there to beat the Saints with that ridiculous catch on the sideline that he got free from nowhere. At the end of the game, I avoided the conflict, but now it's here.
So what are you going to do? Here.
You know, my initial thought was that I'm just going to be happy regardless of what happens, but I also really want Larry to win a Super Bowl before he retires, and I got a Super Bowl last year. I don't know yet. I haven't decided yet if I'm going to wear a Saints shirt, but I think I actually might be pulling for the Saints in this one just because I want to see him get a Super Bowl, and this will be his best chance to do that. I don't know.
Huh.
We'll see. We got a long time till Sunday, so we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Lots of hours.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to text Larry and say, "Do you like pineapple on your pizza?" And his answer will determine who I'm cheering for.
That's perfect right there.
Yeah.
Do we really want a Super Bowl champion that likes pineapple on their pizza?
I don't think so.
You can trust them.
No. I don't either.
I mean, 40% of our – almost 40% of our listeners have said –
First of all, knock out four of those votes because you've got like four robot Twitter accounts. So knock out four of those.
I have two that I use.
Yes.
And how many of those two did you use to vote for pineapple?
Both of them.
Okay.
And he uses those two and he uses our accounts. That's three.
Yeah.
No, I did not tweet. I did not use our account.
You have in the past.
I have one. I have.
So you're saying
if I go off
on the BB and Chalk Talk page right now, if I go on there, there's going to be a non, like, there won't be a vote for BB and Chalk Talk.
They're not for me.
Let's just see.
I didn't vote either. So it should still be.
I didn't either.
But if someone did vote, it'll tell you on there who you voted for because it highlights the one that you vote for. So. Let's see. Get to the bottom of this real quick.
Well,
yeah.
First,
and I'm not gonna lie. When I was looking at the script here, and we have pizza poll update, I thought it said pizza rolls, and I got real excited. And then I got hungry, and now I just want dinner because now I'm hungry and I want pizza rolls, and I don't have pizza rolls in the house.
pizza rolls sound good. I may go out to Kroger and get pizza rolls now.
Mm. Yeah,
and then Ashley's going to go, we had food in the house. I was like, yeah, but not pizza rolls.
It's true.
Different. Completely
very different.
Well, all right, so the Chalk Talk account has been voted on. But I can't tell. You can't tell who it voted for.
You can't?
No.
I don't
it just
think...
says yes and no.
Yeah, but that means no one's voted yet. Otherwise, it'll show percentages.
No, it does show percentages.
Oh.
Observe. If it ever, you know, the whole thing. But, yes, yeah, someone's voted on it, but it's not indicating.
It was not me.
It wasn't me. That was Matt.
I don't think it was me. It could have been me.
You
don't know.
Think? How do you?
But if I did vote, it went the right way, so.
That's true. It's a lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
It's for the greater good.
Yep.
It is for the greater good.
Yes, 100%.
I love Trevino's reply, though.
What he put?
Trevino replied and said, it's not like that friend you can always rely on, but you're always happy to see them when your boss orders pizza with that random Hawaiian one.
I mean.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. True.
Can't argue with that one.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So what about the music poll? I'm trying to find it now.
I haven't posted it yet because it posts on – I usually post that on Wednesday when the show goes live.
Yeah.
But we already put out our choices.
But I don't want the poll to get layered into the other polls. So we usually wait till Wednesday to give a few days to put it out there.
All right. Well, anyway, I chose Ozzy Osbourne.
Matt, what did you choose?
Yeah. I had Guns N' Roses.
And I was going to go different. That's why there was – if you listen to our show, Max got a little irritated with me because I drug out my response. But you guys both layered in to – I had a hard rock choice as well. And with you two guys layering that in, I was like, I don't know. I wanted to go somewhere different. So, Max, do I stick with my country pick or do I go with my original classic?
I don't know.
We're
not on a time restraint now with a hard out. So, you can take as much time as you want now. I want to choose. And here's David. David looks like he's having a death. Just go like this. Like, come on.
So, I'll pick.
Yes. Dead air. Dead air. Dead air.
Dead air. Dead air.
Just like a Frito Lay's bag.
You know, I was watching some Marvel. I was watching some Marvel movies today, so I'm going to go with my other pick and pick Iron Man Black Sabbath.
That's mine. That's mine.
Dang it.
He got it.
We were walking out to the car after the radio show on Sunday, and Craig goes, I should have picked Black Sabbath to see if he even got it. And I was like, I bet he wouldn't.
Wrong on that one.
Okay, so I'm going back with George Jones, the Possum. That was my pick on Sunday.
Oh, man.
I saw this talking about Marvel movies. I saw this hilarious video of this redneck trying to get a raccoon off his porch. And this guy's taking this broom and just going to town on this raccoon, like hitting it, trying to get it off the porch, and finally just takes it like a hockey puck and just hits it off the porch. And the guy's just standing there, and all of a sudden this raccoon comes out of nowhere, just full tilt, dead sprint. And you know the song from Guardians of the Galaxy? You know how they had the raccoon character hooked on a feeling? All of a sudden, that song started playing while this raccoon comes in a dead sprint. You hear the last thing, this guy just screaming, and all of a sudden, you just hear the tagline, the hooked on a feeling, and they flash up the Guardians of the Galaxy sound. I was dying, man. I was absolutely dying.
That's awesome. I'm about to go find that.
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and just send, I'll send it to you. But
anyway,
of all the Marvel movies, that was, I think, the best soundtrack with the exception of Black Panther was that Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, I love those.
Speaking of music, what I should have done is gone with Queen because last night in the Golden Globes, Queen kind of cleaned up there near the end, the two that they were up for Motion Picture of the Year, and with Rami Malek was up for Actor of the Year, the guy who played Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody. They took home both of those and kind of upset A Star Is Born. I think everybody kind of thought that Lady Gaga Bradley Cooper movie was going to win. So I was pumped, though, because I love that movie and obviously love Queen. So should have picked them. Dang it.
I can't stand watching just any award show anymore. Because people say the exact same thing every single time, and everyone's just very high and mighty and grandstand.
There was no football on. I had nothing to do. Like football, the Eagles game ended at like 8, and I was like, oh man, what do I do now?
I will say this, and I know I'll catch flack for it. I don't care. It's a hilarious show, and it's just right up my alley when it comes to sense of humor, and probably just because I grew up watching it. My parents both watched it. It's Frasier. Ashley and I are watching it on Netflix. And I can't get over just how freaking funny that show is. And I think we sat down after we got back from the show around like 2:30, 3 o'clock on Sunday. And I'm pretty sure we watched 5-6 straight hours of just Frasier. It's just a funny show. It's smart.
Do you think we can turn the radio show into what he did then?
Well, that's the thing. And Ashley absolutely hates watching the radio scenes because you could we've been in enough radio stations for 3 years now to know how, to some extent, how it works.
Right.
And like here he is just picking up a microphone that's like 5 feet away from him he's talking into, and I just go, that microphone's way too far away. The acoustics of this room is definitely off. Why in the world would he be messing with the cassettes? No, you can't just name the breaks and the hard outs whenever you want them to be just because something's happening.
Yes. I love it. You're like just critiquing the show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I would be watching it with you too.
I know. I am that guy that just critiques movies. Just critiques them in like every small little thing. Like I hate it when a diesel truck gets hit and then just instantaneously just combusts and blows up because that's not scientifically possible because diesel burns. It doesn't combust. Yeah. It burns.
It's a good thing my Fast and Furious movies are super realistic, so you don't have to worry about critiquing those.
Your internet, like, quit. It timed it up perfectly.
It got choppy.
Yeah.
I'm on LTE right now, too. Come on.
Well, you need to stop.
The satellites.
The satellites are not in your favor right now.
No.
When we come back, we're going to talk about women's basketball versus Mississippi State and their preview of their Tennessee game. You're listening to BB and Chalk Talk presented by G&J Pepsi Cola Bottling. Question, do you manage a business that uses advertising to market to your customer base? Today, there are more marketing channels, mediums, and opportunities than at any other time in our history. It's a fact. Radio's audience continues to grow, adding new listeners by the millions every year. And now with podcasts and more streaming audio in the mix, the universe of listeners continues to expand. When it comes to impacting consumer behavior, nothing succeeds quite like radio. Listening to a show is an activity that involves our attention, our imagination, and our engagement. Psychologists believe this sort of cognitive processing is why radio is so much more effective at influencing behavior. And because radio is so often part of our communities and daily habits, it is one of the most trusted ways to advertise, whether it is getting people to go online and make a purchase, stopping it to a restaurant, or spreading the word for a product. Nothing works better than radio. Do you think partnering with BB and Chalk Talk to advertise is a good fit for your company? Want to know all the different ways we can help you reach more customers? Contact us today at info@bbandchalktalk.com and we will follow up immediately to answer your questions.
Final seconds in this one. They can win it with a field goal.
Wait, time out. They're going to ice the kicker.
Is that the coach with the Pepsi?
It's the whole stadium.
Snap is good. Threads are up. The kick is... No good! He missed it!
The Pepsi's worked!
Welcome back to BB and Chalk Talk, presented by G&J Pepsi Cola Bottling. Women's basketball. Lyle.
Yes, what about?
They played yesterday. Not pretty.
Well, you know what? The first quarter wasn't pretty. You know, if you go back and look at the stats, from the second, third, and fourth quarter, we played them even. So, really, that first quarter got really out of hand quickly on us. And it was just a deficit that we couldn't come back from. We could never get on that run that would eat into it and kind of put their backs up against the wall. But I like the way the girls fought the rest of the game. They came out, they played hard, they went after it the whole game. I just don't know how that big girl picked up her fourth foul really early in the third and didn't pick up another one the rest of the game. I mean, it's just like all of a sudden the fouls went from super, super tight being called to all of a sudden we're not going to call one on anybody.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at the quarter by quarter breakdown of points here, and after the end of the first quarter, the score was 26-11 Mississippi State, 15-point deficit. The other three quarters, if you add all those up, tie ball game. So literally, that first quarter was the difference in the game. We shot 21%, not good.
Now shot 21% in that first quarter there, and then also the way we got out rebounded. You know, their total rebounds was 48 to our 24, which led to them having a 25-12 advantage on second chance points. If we can cut into that lead just a little bit, and then down in the paint, we got destroyed down the paint again, 48-22. Just little things here and there. And once again, I like the way the girls fought to finish out the game. They played hard. You know, Macy wound up getting her 20 points, and you had Ryan Howard getting her double figures again. Tatiana Wyatt was almost in double figures the other day. I think it's a good building block for us. We still forced over 24 turnovers.
I think so. I think you learn a lot from it.
Oh, yeah. Forced 24 turnovers to a team that had only been giving up, I think, like 12 a game. You force him into 24. It's also the third most points scored on them in this season. So a lot of good positive things can come out of this game for us. It's going to be interesting to see how they rebound against Tennessee on Thursday night.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at Tennessee, and Tennessee just came off a loss to Missouri, unranked Missouri. And so they're kind of down right now, took a little bit of a lump. And so they're trying to fight back from it, and they've got something to prove. And, again, another team that's really good, another team that's going to be big, ranked in the top 10 right now. They're 13 in the AP, 10 in the coaches. So definitely have work cut out for us, just like every game. Most games that are going to be an SEC play for the women here, it's going to be a tough sled. And so hopefully we've just got to get that first quarter problem fixed, because we've seen what can happen when they do. But when they don't, it just puts them in a hole that they're not big enough to get out of. They're quick enough to stop people from coming back on them, but it seems tough sledding when they have to be the ones fighting back.
And we do have a common opponent with them to kind of gauge where we might be at. In late December, we played Murray State. We played them on December 21st. Matt, you were at that game. Mm-hmm. That was right before everybody headed out for the Christmas break. And we were able to take care of business, and we defeated Murray State 88-49. That same week on the 28th, Tennessee played them. Now, they did put up 98 points on them, so they did score 10 more points than what we did, but they gave up 77 points to Murray State. We were able to shut Murray State down. Right. So it's an SEC game. I think these girls are going to be hungry to get that first road win. Coming off a loss with Missouri, you know, at home to lose the way that they did, I think we've got a good shot to go down there and take care of some business. Plus, you got two former Tennessee Vols that are on our coaching staff, and it means a little bit more to them right now, too, to get that win.
Right. Yeah, and they, you know, when you're looking at the makeup of Tennessee's women's team, they have two SEC all-freshmen from last season, Avina Westbrook and Rania Davis. The good thing is that we do kind of match up a little bit when it comes to height. Their tallest player is 6'4 this year, so they're not going to be overly towering like Mississippi State and like A&M will be in some of these other schools. Their big problem last year was turnovers. They had 16 turnovers a game, something that they need to fix. So if we can still expose that early on, obviously we know that's our strength. And then they had a girl, Anastasia Hayes, who was the SEC sixth woman of the year last year. She got dismissed from the team for a violation of team rules. So one of their big time players that isn't returning as well as the graduating class. So we've got a chance to get them. Obviously Missouri already has. So I think these ladies can come in and do it. They've got everything that they know they need to do coming into this. And we got them, you know, on the road here, which is going to be tough, but it's definitely doable.
Yeah, and the only thing I don't like is they got another Australian transfer, or not a transfer, but an Australian chick on their team. We just went up against Bibby on Sunday. For me, it wasn't the big girl McCowan that was the factor. It was Bibby that was the factor in that game. So here we got another redshirt senior, 6'3", 4", from the Australian Institute of Sport. We need one of those.
Institute of Sport.
Yeah, but outside of that, they've only got one other grad, or it's not even a grad transfer. She's another redshirt senior from London, England. They've got some international flavor on the Volunteers.
You sound like you're from London.
Harris
that,
Academy.
That was a Buckingham really bad London accent. Form.
Yeah, it was.
Like, that was really bad. That was like
just
a mix.
Max, just go with it.
That was like a mix of Jamaican and Maine. Like
Maine.
Yeah. Huh. I imagine so.
Does Maine have an accent?
I think that's my point. It's just a dry. It's probably somewhere between Canadian and New York.
I would think Maine would have a Canadian accent. Just because they're up there. I mean, what's up in Maine? Does anybody know?
Maine.
Augusta.
There's some rocks. I think there's a mountain and a few trees.
Maine's up in Maine.
There's always that one creepy guy in the movies when you're going up to Maine and they go, oh, you're going to go way up there, huh? And you go, wait, why? Why? Why do you say that, creepy man from Maine? Have you ever seen that? There's always that one guy, if it's like, somewhere out in the woods, played by the exact same person every single time with the exact same accent. I feel like that's how everyone in Maine talks. Oh, you're going up to the cabin way out there, huh?
See, that sounds like a Boston accent to me. Like you're trying to be a Kennedy.
No, Kennedy would be like, I'm looking for my khakis. No, that's not what your country could do for you, but what you could do for your country. That's JFK. You got Bobby Kennedy who says, some look at the world and ask why. I look at something and I ask why not. And then you had Ted Kennedy who would say, got any more rolls?
I don't know.
Are you finished?
I don't know how that Tennessee preview just turned into this. And like,
it's all Matt's fault.
I know there's times that we take
don't do a crappy hair. London accent. We're fine.
We take a left turn.
You sound like you're from London.
Oh, wow. And then all of a sudden we're down the rabbit hole with Max talking about his khakis and being up in Maine and
rolls.
And rolls.
Rolls sound good right now.
Ted Kennedy wants rolls.
Yeah, now I'm over here Googling what Maine is known for. The show has gone way off the rails.
Will we come back? Matt and Lyle are going to give their recap of the Texas A&M game. Question, do you manage a business that uses advertising to market to your customer base? Today, there are more marketing channels, mediums, and opportunities than at any other time in our history. It's a fact. Radio's audience continues to grow, adding new listeners by the millions every year. And now with podcasts and more streaming audio in the mix, the universe of listeners continues to expand. When it comes to impacting consumer behavior, nothing succeeds quite like radio. Listening to a show is an activity that involves our attention, our imagination, and our engagement. Psychologists believe this sort of cognitive processing is why radio is so much more effective at influencing behavior. And because radio is so often part of our communities and daily habits, it is one of the most trusted ways to advertise, whether it is getting people to go online and make a purchase, stopping it to a restaurant, or spreading the word for a product. Nothing works better than radio. Do you think partnering with BB and Chalk Talk to advertise is a good fit for your company? Want to know all the different ways we can help you reach more customers? Contact us today at info@bbandchalktalk.com, and we will follow up immediately to answer your questions.
Yo, yo, this is your cup holder talking, the little round thing between your car seats. Now, I normally have a nice cold bottle of Mountain Dew in me, but at the moment, I'm empty. That's right, no Mountain Dew. Nothing in here but a couple of quarters and a dime. A fully capable cup holder like me just carrying your loose change. Look, I'm not made for loose change. I'm made to keep Mountain Dew within reach at all times, just inches from your hand. So find a store already. Grab some Dew. Toss it back, then place that bottle where it belongs. Mountain Dew. Do the Dew.
Welcome back. You have Greg and Matt here post-Texas A&M game. You're going to hear them noise in the background because Greg is actually sitting at Rupp Arena right now. I was at home watching because I didn't get back to Lexington until about 7:15. But we just got done watching this game. We're trying something, inserting live right after the game into our show that we already recorded. It's going to be madness. It's going to sound weird, but it's going to bring you as up to date as possible on what we've been seeing here.
Unless we did a live post game show, you can't get any more fresh than we are right now.
No.
I mean, I'm watching Hagans do his post game interview down on the court right now, and Calipari is sitting off behind him waiting to come out as well. So, you probably will be able in the background to hear some of the interviews, but
right.
What a game.
Man, it started ugly from a scoreboard perspective. It got a little ugly on the floor between the players. It got a little ugly for the officials. But ultimately, Kentucky came out with that 11-point victory, and that was a hard-fought victory that probably shouldn't have been as hard-fought as it was. But once again, A&M, another team that comes in here against Kentucky and just plays very well and as good as you're probably going to see them play a lot of the season.
Yeah, you know, that's probably the best three-point shooting they're going to have all year. But I hated to see us come out and spot them 10 points to start the game. And, you know, when I looked at the first 5 minutes in and we have not scored a bucket, we couldn't buy a bucket. I mean, pick any kind of basketball analogy you want to put in here, we could not make a shot to save our life. And the bench was huge in the first half. If we did not have them – the 20 of our 24 points there for a while was coming off of the bench. They were huge. Nick Richards was huge coming off, and he wound up having a couple blocks tonight. Emmanuel Quickly was huge coming off. And then even, you know, when we had Baker come off, he hit that big three in the corner to get the and one. Mm-hmm. Everybody up here kind of freaked out when he actually drove to the basket and not took a three-point shot. That was like the first time ever in his UK career that he hasn't attempted an outside shot. But it was really, really good to see tonight, that bench play in the first half, not so much in the second half.
Yeah, and it's always good to get that early and get people settled, because you saw Tyler Hero come back with a big game after being quiet there against Alabama. Reed Travis didn't have a great game. He only had 4 rebounds, 6 points, a block, a steal, like some very average numbers for 2 games in a row. So you start to worry about how he's going to fare up against some of these SEC opponents we're playing. But Hero came back, had a few threes there, ended up with 21 points. And then I love seeing Hagans get aggressive on the offensive side like we've seen him on the defensive side. He's turning that into aggressiveness on the offensive side. We know that his jump shot and his outside shooting, his perimeter shooting, is something he's got to work on. But if he can get to the free throw line 11 times and make 10 of those, that's going to make for a great offensive night for him and for this team.
And plus, he led the team in assists tonight with 4. So he also knows what to do when the ball gets in his hand. So I do agree with you 100%. I like the intensity that he played with tonight. He was kind of the one that was started off that little scrum that we had down low there early. But he was playing hard all night. It was great to see him drive there late, right there towards the end of the game. I think he had a steal and drove the basket, made the layup, and immediately was back in the inbound of his face trying to get the ball back. And, I mean, there was, I think, under a minute at that point to go on.
But yeah. And
Kyle did not look happy at times.
No, I can imagine why. I mean, you spot him 10 points at the beginning. You kind of play back and forth with them, get a decent enough lead going into halftime. You come out and you're sitting right around that 8-12 point lead. And then all of a sudden, Texas A&M comes roaring back again and gets within like 3 points before Kentucky can bust it open again. So they have shown some weakness Kentucky has in certain areas that they're going to have to fix. It kind of goes to just with any sport, with football, things that we talk about, like when you're putting yourself on film as a team, as an individual, and you're showing some weak areas, guess what? That team next week is going to expose those weak areas because they see it too. Not only do you have to sit through the review and agonize through it, but the other teams see it. Same thing in basketball. I mean, in any sport you look at, if you're showing weakness on tape, it's going to get attacked. So you have to fix and cover up for those areas and get better there so that they're not exposed again.
Yeah, and I think that's also what happened with Reed Travis, is that they saw the game that he had against Alabama, because there, that very first possession, they were forcing it down low on him, trying to get him to pick up some early fouls and get him in foul trouble. So you got to go back to the drawing board every week. This is the SEC. It's tough. Every game you have to go back and wipe the slate clean and see, you know, where you exposed yourself and what you need to work on, and take the couple days you've got in the gym to get better and get ready for the next test.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, kind of some ups and downs with this one, but, you know, overall good to get our first SEC win of the season, the first win at home in the SEC this season. So, you know, it's just going to be time to continue trucking through. We got Vanderbilt at home here in a few days, I guess.
Saturday.
That's on the 12th, on Saturday there.
Saturday night, 9 o'clock.
That's right. I'm going to be at that one. So, we got Vandy coming up. Vandy's always got some shooters and some, you know, we're going to take a look at them for the next, episode here that we'll post later this week and kind of break down what our thoughts are against Vandy. But, yeah, I mean, you live to fight another day, and any win in the SEC this year is going to be a good win.
Yeah, and I'm wondering who's escorting the officials out to their cars tonight, because Vinny and the boys are probably looking for them. That whole exchange there at the very end of the game, to where they put 1.6 seconds back up after UK was holding the ball. You can't see the decimal point here in the arena, but there was probably less than a half a second difference between the shot clock, and the actual game clock. So Calipari had instructed, I think it was Higgins, had his hands on the ball, to just, before the buzzer goes off, throw the ball up in the air. Yep. Fisher standing right next to him. Calipari must have yelled it out three times, never said a word. It gets down less than a second, chunks it up in the air, buzzer goes off, people start going to court, whistles start blowing, officials meeting in half court saying, no, you can't do that. Put 1 point, calls the turnover. Put 1.6 seconds back up on the clock, and A&M hits a half-court shot at the buzzer. Here's the kicker. From everybody I talked to up on Meaty Row, they either had the spread at 12.5 or 13.5. That shot took it to 10, to 11.
Yeah, I mean.
It was 14 and took it to 11.
I'm glad I'm not a betting man, but there's been some, especially with all the football, like playoff games and bowl games and everything that's been involved here recently, like there's been multiple occasions of something happening. You know, you look at the Cowboys and Seahawks game when the Seahawks kicker was hurt, so they went for two. The spread was 3 or 2.5. They kicked the extra point, and it's 3. Those that took Cowboys are still winning, but because they went for two and made it a 2-point ball game to end the game, people were freaking out. This is the same thing. I mean, it's just crazy when stuff like this happens at the end of the game. Now, you would hope that a referee has no idea what the spread is or doesn't care at that point, but, man, that's an opportunity for some point shaving there.
Well, I bet you
– point shaving, but, geez.
I bet you there is probably a division of the NCAA that is right now going, wait a minute. Yeah. Are you serious?
Investigation.
Either that or they're out of the officiating crew tonight. There's probably a couple of the guys are like, what are you doing? Why did you do that?
Yeah. I just didn't know. I thought you could do – I didn't know that was against the rules now. Like, did they just change that?
I have no idea. I thought it was always – it's just like taking a shot. But I don't know if it's because he didn't actually make an attempt at a shot.
Yeah.
He just threw it straight up in the air. But, I mean, how many times have you seen that? March Madness, yeah. The final national championship game, running out the clock and heaving the ball up in the air. It's yeah. Crazy.
I'm going to have to do some research on that and see if I can find the answer about if that's legal or not. Because that's I never knew that. Like you said, it's always been – you always see it happen. So when did they make that change?
Yeah, and the other good thing is I'm glad that we don't have Godby commentating with us, because he would go – that would be his rant of this week about yes, why you can't 100%. Do that.
100%.
Why that cannot be done.
Yep.
But
oh well,
we got a great segment coming up after the break. You definitely want to listen to this show in its entirety.
Yes.
And Friday,
Max is back, and we reveal something about him that you did not know.
Oh, and that's just going to make Friday's show that much better and Sunday's show that much better, because he cannot get away from this.
Nope. We will not let this one go away.
No.
Yep.
And yep, so stay with us.
Stay with us after the break here. We come back. We have some awesome things to talk about Max with that involve Christmas, his mother, and his dog, and his wife, and Uggs. I love it. Just stay with us. You've been listening to BB and Chalk Talk, presented by G&J Pepsi Cola Bottling.
Question, do you manage a business that uses advertising to market to your customer base? Today, there are more marketing channels, mediums, and opportunities than at any other time in our history. It's a fact. Radio's audience continues to grow, adding new listeners by the millions every year. And now with podcasts and more streaming audio in the mix, the universe of listeners continues to expand. When it comes to impacting consumer behavior, nothing succeeds quite like radio. Listening to a show is an activity that involves our attention, our imagination, and our engagement. Psychologists believe this sort of cognitive processing is why radio is so much more effective at influencing behavior. And because radio is so often part of our communities and daily habits, it is one of the most trusted ways to advertise, whether it is getting people to go online and make a purchase, stopping it to a restaurant, or spreading the word for a product. Nothing works better than radio. Do you think partnering with BB and Chalk Talk to advertise is a good fit for your company? Want to know all the different ways we can help you reach more customers? Contact us today at info@bbandchalktalk.com, and we will follow up immediately to answer your questions.
Hi, I'm Alex White, tea master at Pure Leaf. When I make tea, everything I know goes into it. You can't be impatient. When I craft Pure Leaf iced tea, I don't take shortcuts, because I want you to have the same amazing taste of iced tea that I do. So I start with fresh picked tea leaves. Then, after they're delicately dried, I blend and brew them at a lower temperature to draw out their unique aromas. And then I taste and fine-tune the blend for a delicious smooth iced tea. I'd love to have you take a sip right now, but that's one thing we can't do over the radio. But you can experience the same delicious taste of Pure Leaf iced tea anywhere you are. I'm Alex White, Pure Leaf Tea Master. Pure Leaf, our thing is tea.
Welcome back. We've got the Jim Green Invitational coming up. Matt, right. Did you find – so how did you all enjoy the game?
It was a good time.
It was good. Brisket nachos.
Brisket nachos. Good. Or you get the brisket tacos.
I wasn't able to make
drippings make brisket nachos.
Yeah. I wasn't able to make it, but I watched it, so it was good. It was good to watch and to recap.
Anytime you need to talk to the dude that does your internet, man, because it just makes you sound bad.
I'm not even on internet.
Huh?
So I'm not even on internet right now. I'm on cellular.
Well, whoever your carrier is, you need to talk to them also.
God, where do I live, Maine?
Yeah, obviously. Is that what Maine's known for, is bad cell reception?
Do they have internet in Maine?
I don't know.
I heard they just got color TVs.
It's like the,
it's like the newest thing at Sears.
It's Sears.
There's like
and Radio Shack.
Circuit City.
Kmart. City.
Yeah.
We were at Kmart the other day. Had lunch.
Who still has a Kmart?
I don't know.
Where were you, Maine?
Yeah, I was in Maine. Huh. I took a good trip up.
The good news is Greg has these next couple segments here, so I don't have to really say much.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Floor's all yours.
Floor's all mine. I told y'all, y'all can just sign off. I'll do a split personality show. I'll do your voices for you.
Ah, so you got to do the whole segment by yourself, huh?
You cannot do as good a London impression as I can.
No, probably not.
No.
Probably not. But, yeah, coming up this week, January 11th and 12th, inside Nutter Fieldhouse, the Kentucky Track and Field program will be hosting the first annual Jim Green Invitational. This is a competition that's going to be held. Jim Green was one of the all-time Wildcat greats. He was the first African-American to compete, serve as co-captain of the track team in December of 1971. I was a young 6 months old at that point. And he was also the first African-American student athlete to graduate from UK. So that's who this has been named in honor of. They've already got the schedule, tentative meet schedule out. It'll start on Friday with a couple of field events and then pick up hot and heavy on Saturday. I don't have a list of competitors yet, but if you have some free time in the Lexington area this weekend, get out and see the first track and field meet of the season, indoor season, over at Nutter Fieldhouse with the Jim Green Invitational. What else we got going on? Spring sports are going to be kicking off here real, real soon. Tickets are on sale now for both baseball and softball. Softball tickets are on sale. They are starting at $53. I repeat, starting at $53 for season tickets. You cannot beat that.
Yeah, that'll work.
I mean, that is amazing. If you want the chair back, the nice, you want the VIP seating, like reserve chair backs right behind home plate, how much do you think those go for?
$120.
Negative. Try again.
Negative $120.
You get $120?
$80.
What a deal. Wow.
$80 a seat. Sit. Your face could be all over ESPN. Every pitch, you could be right there. Is that not amazing?
It is amazing.
That is amazing. Tickets are also on sale. The schedule's been released for baseball. Tickets are on sale for them as well. And we all know they've got a 32-game home slate with a home opener on February 26th, so it's right around the corner. I unfortunately don't have the ticket prices right in front of me for those, but I know those are pretty inexpensive as well. Plus, you'll want to go out and be a part of the inaugural season of the Kentucky Proud Park. That'll be worth the price of admission alone.
Yeah, that is a fact.
That is a fact. Factoid.
Boom.
Dropping factology on you.
That seems aggressive.
Aggressive.
Tone it back a little bit.
Tone it back. Spring baseball, softball, kind of my thing outside of football. So I get a little nothing like covering these baseball, softball games. I can't wait.
Okay, cool. Hook 'em.
That's right. I'm getting ready to put a poll up.
Another one.
Yeah. That's why we had to space them out. That's why the poll for the music's not going up till today. So you'll see.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see.
Of course.
Of course. That's the voice I have to work on. Here, I'll be Max the rest of the show. Of course.
Yeah.
Nailed it. You're good.
Yeah, you're good. Of course.
Sold a bunch of chips, and they wanted to yell at me for not selling enough dip.
My name is Max. My name. I have never laughed harder So I had a former teammate at UK. I'm sitting watching film, and he asked to watch film with me to see how to break it down. I said, yeah, you can watch with me. And we're sitting there, and he's sitting obviously right next to me, and he's just calmly, just under his breath, just goes, "My name is Max." I kind of just stared at him, and then he got a little louder, "My name is Max." And I'm kind of, I've lost all concentration. He has not looked up and saw that I'm staring at him. All of a sudden, he gets louder. He goes, "My name is Max." And then looks me right in my eyes and screams as loud as he can in the most annoying voice possible, "My name is Max."
And how weird would that have been if he had just gotten up and walked out of the room right after he did that?
I was going to say, that's what he should have done. Yeah. And just left you sitting there in the film room.
Exactly.
Going,
what?
What just happened?
I'm so confused.
What just went on here?
That's awesome. Good old Jordan.
Oh, Jordan.
Y'all see, Benny Snell has announced his signing tour.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I have seen it.
Okay. I've seen it. Okay, so I'm on the BBN Chalk Talk Twitter account. I just posted that poll, but it won't let me vote. So I think, Max, you were trying to stir up some controversy that wasn't there. I don't think you can vote on your own poll.
Yes, you can.
I'm looking at it now. I just put it up. There's no votes, and there's no way for me to vote for it.
It could be I'm wrong. It could be one of the fake news things I posted out. I throw some stuff out there and just see if it sticks.
Yeah, why not? There's no repercussion, so why not?
Everyone else does it. Like, there are people that lie about so many different things. Like, right now, there are people lying about what a journalist that literally died, like, a week and a half ago, like, has not even been dead for a month, and they're already just destroying this person's name over one joke on Twitter. So I'm just like, well, if that's the bar of, like, okay, that's kind of crossing the line, me just say, yeah, you can vote on your own stuff on Twitter. I mean, that's not bad.
But the worst thing is whenever he starts to do that and just throw stuff out, and then I try to play along with him, I'll say something, he'll be like, that's not right. Why did you say that? Why would you even?
Exactly.
It's like, dude, I thought we were throwing out stuff today. It's seeing if it sticks.
That's only Max can play that game. That's how the media works. That's how we're supposed to do things. I learned that in my media class. I sat down there and they say, just say whatever you want to say. Don't worry about the repercussions as long as it's clickbait and you get followers out of it. I said, that seems unethical. And they told me to shut up.
Oh, wow.
So I took one more story. I have a picture of my dog right here. I took Ashley. This is what I think as like an awesome night out on a Saturday night. They opened in my town that I live in. They opened a new car wash, the one with like all like the lights and the music inside. Hmm. And I didn't know that's what I was paying for when I drove in the first time. I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. And so I took her to go get ice cream. We took the dog with us. So I went to take her, wash her car in there. And I thought, you know, this would be cool. She'll get a laugh out of it. I mean, the car wash is only $8. So I was like, we'll probably get $8 worth of fun out of this. But it was perfect because I got probably $25 worth of fun to watch how much my dog just freaked out over all the lights and the sounds and all the machines, just absolutely losing his mind. And then make me even worse. I recorded the whole thing. And then to make it even better, I snapshot a picture of him like while I was recording, and I'm just now looking at it, and it's like a dark silhouette of him. You could barely see his face, but it's the face of "I will end you for this."
You know, what would have been awesome is if he like got so jacked up in there and barking and stuff that he just like pooped inside the car, and then you had to go spend more money to get the poop out of the car.
It's not my car, so I don't care.
Max, and now I know this is your first dog, but they remember and they get vengeful.
Oh, trust me. That dog has done so much crap since we've gotten him.
So this is back whenever everybody, it was real popular to have like the little Bluetooth headset. You know, the little earpiece made you look like you're on Star Trek. Yeah. And I don't know why that just started off. But so we had another dog at the time. She has since passed. Honey was her name. She's a Burmese Mountain Dog. And that was Sherry's dog whenever we first met. And so Sherry used to spoil Honey a lot. And this is right after we got Bevo. And we were having pizza one night, and Sherry gave some of her crust to Honey and not to Bevo because we weren't going to feed Bevo that way. But Honey was already spoiled. And I remember sitting there in the living room watching this, and Bevo was across the room, and I saw his head tilt when it happened. Like, oh, look, she's going to feed that dog and not me. And then Bevo just got up, wasn't hyper, wasn't excited, got up, went in the other room for a second, was gone for maybe a minute or two, came back in, laid back down like nothing happened. Sherry got up, went in the other room where her desk was. He got up on her desk, chewed her earpiece, put it back down, and came back in.
That is awesome. Wow.
Takes right after the bull.
He was like, oh, okay. Hold on a minute.
Bevo see earphones? Bevo eat earphones.
So let's see. I see her play with the dog. I see her feed the dog. I also see her work in her office. I see she likes that little ear thing. Let me show her something.
Yep.
Now Bevo is spoiled just as much as Honey ever was, if not more. But yes, they will remember and they will get their revenge. So be careful. Tread lightly, Max, before you walk in and, you know.
Yeah.
There's surprises for you. And it doesn't actually have to mean that. Maybe he'll chew up your Uggs or something like that.
Well, on that note, no, I don't have Uggs. My dog has Uggs. I do not have Uggs.
The rest of the family has Uggs. Why don't you have Uggs?
You definitely have Uggs.
I do not have Uggs. I do not.
And they're matching to your dog.
I have a pair of Ariat boots that I wear for work. That is the closest thing I have to Uggs.
You have matching Uggs.
The whole family has Uggs. Stop it. We know.
All right. Let me ask you this honest question. Do you think I would drop the money on Uggs?
No. I don't think you bought them. Would.
Yep.
No.
He was silent for a second.
The same person that bought Ashley her Uggs and Mitchell his Uggs got you your Uggs too.
No.
Yep.
No.
All right. I'm launching the new investigative journalistic division of BBN Chalk Talk, and I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
I'll give you the keys to the house so you can take a full scan yourself.
Yeah, but you won't be in the house and you'll be wearing them.
And you can't turn off the phone either. For Matt Smith and Greg Lyle, my name is Max Gabby. You've been listening to BBN Chalk Talk presented by G&J Pepsi Cola Bottling.